This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live kicking off the second hour. Phones are open. And you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. People are apparently giving up their pets, and they're blaming inflation. We're going to get to that story on the way. Plus, Netflix is apparently going to be cracking down, maybe even with criminal charges against their own customers, which sounds insane to me, but Bonnie's got that story. Here tonight, it is Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start things out here with Jet calling from Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live, Jet.
Yeah, I called for a couple of real quick reasons. I want to do a short rant and get out shopping. First thing, the government, I'm sure you've used that term here in the last hour. I wasn't really listening that much, just caught the last few minutes. But I wanted to encourage you to, instead of the word of government, just use the name of the violent gang you're referencing, like FBI's, DHS, whatever. Okay, that's number one. Number two, a cop's job is to identify, apprehend, and transport criminals. Only.
Mm. Not to punish them.
Judge. Yeah, not to punish them or act as judge jury. So here's why. Here's my little rant on why I believe that there's no such thing, there can be no such thing as a fair trial using a jury.
Mm.
And that is, well, for example, in your case, the FBI prosecutor, judge are probably all paid from the same money pool.
Yep.
That's a fact.
The kind of weighted on one side. But the thing is, the biggest thing is the jury thing. The jury is never chosen from actual peers as required. My questions there are, was the jury filled with people with good knowledge and experience in crypto? Was the jury filled with expertise in online computers?
No, the prosecution ensured that anyone that had any familiarity with cryptocurrency was knocked out.
Yeah. Was the jury filled with in-depth broadcast or podcast media experience? Was the jury filled with in-depth knowledge of the stated laws? Was the jury filled with people, just the basic, was the jury filled with people in their 30s and 40s, your actual peers?
That's a good point, because they were all really old. I mean, there was a few that the youngest people looked about in their 40s. So everyone else, like, on average, were older than Ian.
What I'm saying is it's rare that you actually get the criteria of a peer, so-called peer. They're just people. So the other question I had, was there an actual victim? Did anyone actually claim that you stole money from them?
Did
anyone claim that you coerced them into buying crypto, or did anyone believe that they were acting outside the law? I mean, you know, some of these things, it's just so, the answer is these are no, so there can be no justice in a biased, uneducated, uninformed court. But it's what's really unfortunate is that there are so few men or women these days willing to sacrifice their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to ensure that liberty and justice can prevail. So I just and the other thing is, I really do think that the outcome would have been different had it not fallen during the time of this Sam Bankman crap, this fiasco.
Could have been.
I mean, you know, the news everywhere about crypto is a scam. Everybody is scamming you with crypto, blah, blah, blah. So it's like poisoned, pre-poisoned.
I agree. Even my grandpa was concerned about that, and he doesn't know much about crypto at all. He's like, I hope this Sam Bankman guy doesn't affect Ian's trial.
Well, it had to. I mean, you know, because it was broadcast that anybody working in crypto or trying to promote crypto is a scammer. I mean, it was just that simple. I mean, the rest of us, I mean, some of us know differently, but the average citizen does not. So, one last note. Just wanted to remind you that local, state, and federal governments do not exist. They're only people in violent gangs with names and titles, and people with titles are just other people. We have no more right to do anything than you or I.
Thank you, Jet. Well said. Definitely appreciate hearing from you, as always. Let's continue here. TJ, the spy, calling from Colorado. Go ahead, TJ. On our SIP line, by the way, you can call our SIP line at sip.freetalklive.com is where we can go to get the instructions on how to do that. It's easier now than it's ever been. Go ahead, TJ.
Well, Ian, I just wanted to say, how are you not depressed? Like, what are your secrets to staying up and at 'em after this verdict? Because I'm not going to prison, but I find myself at work going, this is unfair what's happening to Ian, 8 to 20 years for this nonsense. And I just wanted to know, like, how are you not depressed and bummed out or miserable?
Well, I mean, it's definitely not something to look forward to. However, we do have the opportunity to appeal this thing. And so we have not exhausted all of our potential options here. And certainly the horizon does not seem as bright. There's no doubt about that. But being depressed about it isn't going to change anything. It's certainly not going to make my days better. So I just keep on keeping on, man. That's all.
Oh, man, because I was, after watching, the first 4 days of the trial, I was getting hopeful. I thought, he might actually get acquitted on all this because, there's no flaming gun. It's just Seth Abram up there making a bunch of wild accusations that aren't proven by the evidence. So
that's true.
I it got my hopes up, too, for the same exact reason. I guess we should have never had any hope in the average person to not be completely stupid.
Well, I wouldn't go out and say they're stupid personally, but they definitely were misled, and it's a shame that they couldn't see how clear those FBI agents were lying on the stand, and if they fell under their spell, it's a real sad
thing.
I'm going
to be honest. I don't think that would have even mattered. I think there were a lot of factors, and I think Christmas played a huge role in it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think... they already had to spend, 3 weeks,
3 weeks
there?
Yeah.
And they probably just wanted to be done with it. And
yeah, I feel like
I think that was a
huge
factor.
Yeah, but couldn't that have gone in the other direction, too? I mean, couldn't they have said, we're up against Christmas, this guy didn't do anything?
But the jury instructions were basically, saying, all right, the prosecution proved this, this, and this, so you got to find me guilty. And they didn't. The jury instructions were really bad. The jury instructions basically said, if the prosecution showed you this, if you can kind of assume that this may have happened, and that's not how it should have been. I mean, first of all, the jury instruction said that Bitcoin was funds. The jury never learned anything about Bitcoin during this trial.
That's true.
They said that they knew nothing about it before. So for all they know is, I went home during the weekend and I watched the news and they're talking about that Sam Bankman-Fried guy and the judge brought it up specifically, so I'm interested in it. And, the other guy, Seth Abram, he's pretty pissed about all this and he says that Ian Freeman's a lying, manipulative a-hole. Oh, and Renee was 16? Oh, my God. That's so... I don't know if you were there for that. TJ was the worst part.
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, I was proud of Renee. She, it must be humiliating to have, your drunk self or, when she was, going to a rave or whatever and was high as a kite. She probably never thought that those intimate conversations between you and her, Ian, were going to be, read aloud in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a violation of privacy. It's really messed up, honestly.
Absolutely. It's sick that they can even do that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just want to let you know that I'm feeling better, and I hope you can stay out while pending appeal. I'll write a good letter to the judge, and give it to Mr. Sisti.
Oh, thank you for that, TJ. And yeah, we're hoping that as well. It certainly seems like that'll be the case as long as I can jump through all the probation hoops or whatever that they're putting me through. And so far, I've done all right with that. Thank you, TJ, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the kind words. And yeah, I mean, I can understand why somebody would just mope around and be really sad and depressed after a verdict like that. I mean, it definitely was a unfortunate decision. It was really, it's frustrating. There's no doubt about it. And there's only, unfortunately, so much that we can do about it. Fortunately, though, I'm not in prison. I am out pending the appeal. And the judge did recognize that there are likely some appealable issues here. So that's one of the reasons why he's keeping me out. Now, whether or not he's going to drop some charges is another question, because he should.
The other thing is we've been dealing with this for like 2 years almost.
What's another year, right? The number is 603-283-6160, because it's probably not going to get heard within a year, from what I understand. My current attorney has one case at the appeals court for more than a year.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603 283 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bullion Max. You know, inflation is a big problem out there right now. Don't get rid of your cats and dogs. Take some of the dollars that you have that are losing value over time, because that's what dollars were designed to do, at least in the last several decades, is to lose value as the government prints more out. That is the definition of inflation. Inflation is when they inflate the money supply. And take some of those dollars and buy some alternatives like gold and silver from bullionmax.com/FTL. You don't have to deal with a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and they have a huge selection. But if you've never done anything with gold or silver before, or you've never bought from Bullion Max, you can get a special offer, which is employee pricing on their silver starter kit. You get 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints, and they throw in a free gold back, which is an amazing thing. Gold backs are so awesome. You got to get one of these things, and then you'll probably want more than one. But go to bullionmax.com/FTL. It's a great time. It's always a good time to invest in precious metals, and these are, of course, the most stable assets in recorded history. It's gold and silver. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL to get that special deal on the Bullion Max Silver Starter Kit. BullionMax.com/FTL. Bonnie, you were just about to tell us a story about Netflix, one of the world's most popular, if not the most popular, online streaming platform. Their numbers went down a little bit earlier this year. There was a bit of hubbub over their first real decline in users. I think it was like 500,000 users. Of course, they have like 100 million users or something, so, or 130 million or something like that. So like 500,000 is certainly not going to be the end of the world for them. But nonetheless, they're trying to shore up their profits, and they have a new plan to do that.
Yes, it says. This from Zero Hedge. It says, the popular streaming service is planning to put an end to the password sharing beginning in early 2023. And by password sharing, it means people who have an account and they give it. Like, I used to always have accounts with them in Hulu, and I would let my little brother and sister watch it from my account. So that would bother that Netflix, because my little brother and sister wouldn't be paying for it. I would, instead of three people paying.
You wouldn't think, I mean, I don't know, I can't speak for Netflix, but I can't imagine they're going to be targeting families, you know, people in the same household for sharing a password.
I'd be like in San Antonio, they'd be in Utah, so.
Okay. I mean, I don't think this is going to help, though, because if I wasn't going to pay for it to begin with, you know, like if I wasn't using my sister's account, well, I'm not going to buy it, you know, I'm just not going to watch Netflix.
I guess they don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody else feels that way, maybe. Maybe I'm the only one. Who knows?
Now, does Netflix do advertising yet? Are they doing it? Because I know Hulu and some of the others have ad-supported plans. Is Netflix offering that?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because that may be another way that they'll go is if they figure out that this is too unpopular, if there's a big pushback, if they actually end up losing a bunch of accounts because of this, then they may rethink it. They may say, all right, well, you know, come on back. You can share your passwords. Just you're going to have to watch advertising now, because, you know, if you're sharing passwords, that means more eyeballs are watching their content, which could be more valuable from an advertising standpoint. But that apparently is not the way they're going at the moment.
It says beginning early 2023, they're going to put a stop to this. Netflix has been exploring ways to crack down on it for some time, and this is the first official notice that the charges will finally happen. That the changes will finally happen.
Okay.
The company claimed that out of the 222 million households around the world with valid subscriptions, there were at least...
I thought it was 100-something. Wow, 222 million households.
Right, so 500,000 is nothing.
That's huge.
It says there are at least 100 million additional households using their services via password sharing.
Damn. Okay.
Households using Netflix through password sharing reportedly include more than 30 million households across the United States and Canada, Newsweek reported.
Again, that doesn't seem like that much. 30 million
out of... 1/10 of... we don't know how many households. I don't know how many households there are in the U.S. There's 300 million people. So
and that's the United States and Canada, but...
Yeah.
Says Netflix offers shared accounts with separate profiles and multiple streams in its plans, but only people living under the same roof apply.
Okay. So they're checking IP addresses here. They're seeing that Nikki's sister's account is being used in Massachusetts or wherever, and in New Hampshire, and at the same time, so something's going on here. So I suspect that they're going to start blocking multiple IP addresses. Maybe they will make it so they'll say something like, oh, it seems like you're logged in already. Yep. Would you like to log out your other account before you can start watching things? So that way only one user can watch at a time.
I mean, that would make more sense if they're trying to crack down on it, but to threaten to place charges on people, that just seems...
What charges? I mean, so far I've only seen that in the headline. Netflix customers could face criminal charges for sharing their password, but we haven't gotten to that yet. But
I don't think
charge?
I think that whoever is writing this story, where is it coming from, by the way?
Bob? Zero Hedge?
I think Zero Hedge is jumping to a conclusion here. Yeah. I don't think you're going to hear Netflix cooking up a criminal charge for a customer that's doing password sharing. I think they're going to disincentivize password sharing, and maybe they'll talk about the different ways that they can do that. But they'll have different technological ways to disincentivize the password sharing, and they'll just simply tell someone, look, you know, you keep violating this, so we're just going to terminate your account. That's what's going to happen. They're not going to they're not going to charge somebody with theft of services over this. I just can't even believe that. I do not believe that in the rest of this story there will be a Netflix executive salivating over how they're going to go to the cops over this. I just don't think that's going
to
happen.
Well, it goes on to explain how they've been overlooking this, even though it's been an issue since like the company began. They've been overlooking it due to a surge in subscriptions over the past 2 years. However, revenue has been falling since the start of this year as it faces its first drop in subscribers in a decade.
Well, and also people are dealing with, as we're going to talk about, inflation, right? And when prices are going up, if you are barely getting the bills paid, then you got to look at your budget and you got to say, you know, get out the old credit card bill, get out the bank statement, and go through it line by line and say, okay, do we really need this Netflix subscription? Do we really need to go to Starbucks every day?
Yeah, I wonder if
like
people
that,
are
right?
cutting those things before they cut their pets.
I hope so, but...
Starbucks every day, you know, Netflix, all these different subscriptions people have.
Yeah, that's something
OnlyFans.
That people should look at. That's definitely something people should look at cutting out. And so that, I think, is probably a big factor in why they're losing subscribers. Not because people are bored of watching television or whatever. It's just that, you know, they can't afford it. And it's not getting cheaper, by the way. Netflix has been raising rates over time.
It says the company has introduced fees for people sharing accounts that are not living in the same household in order to fight a decline in subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
Subscription sharing has also made it more difficult for the company to expand its service and productions into new markets, according to the company.
I don't know how that is exactly.
You know what? I don't believe that because they're coming out with all these Netflix original movies, and you know they're spending millions and millions of dollars.
Tens or hundreds of millions.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's just hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, Netflix seems to be fairly well-heeled. They seem to be doing very, very well. I mean, 220, you know, you do the math. 220 million people at, what's your typical Netflix subscription? $20 a month? 15? Somewhere in that range? I mean, obviously it ranges. There's different levels of subscription. But even at $10 a month, I mean, you're talking about $2.2 billion per month of revenue, right? Just to run some servers? And then the rest of it you can put into movie and television production. I mean, they don't have the same level of overhead that traditional media companies do. But then again, I don't run them, so I don't know what all they're dealing with. There's more coming up, though.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You USA News Update. Southwest Airlines is accounting for more than 2,500 flight cancellations and over 300 delays, according to FlightAware. The airline is blaming a staffing crisis as a winter storm traveled across much of the USA.
Southwest is under scrutiny from Washington for its holiday storm freeze-up. According to FlightAware, Southwest canceled more than 2,600 flights, or roughly 65% of its scheduled Tuesday departures. And the carriers canceled close to 11,000 flights since last Thursday. The airline that flies under the stock symbol Love said back on Monday that its reduced schedule would extend until at least Thursday. The company's CEO says the airline is trying to end this rolling struggle. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us online. Lots of features on our website for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, some of the hosts of the show, for instance, our chat server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com. You'll find instructions there on how to get on to our Matrix chat server. Matrix is a free open source platform that we run on our own servers. There's not some sort of evil mega corporation behind it. It's just our server, and it's connected by Federation to other Matrix servers. You can interact with other people on other Matrix servers as well. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com to learn how. And here tonight, it's Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Dodger in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dodger.
So I have been a recipient of a Netflix password sharer.
Okay.
And it's my understanding, based on talking, yeah, by the way, that was, a while back. I'm not the recipient anymore.
Okay.
It's my understanding that you purchase the number of screens, like the more screens that you bought. It just so happens that if this person at the time decided that they wanted to get their Netflix action, it would just kick me off. Like, I just wouldn't have access to it at that point.
Hold on. There was a little bit of bad data during that last sentence. If what that person would kick you off?
Oh, if If that individual decided right at that moment that they want something on Netflix, it would just kick somebody.
Is that because they didn't pay for the extra screen for you? They only had a one screen?
Maybe one screen or two screen, and there was that person that watching it. At either rate.
So hold on, just to clarify, Dodger, what you're saying is they already have these restrictions in place that I was just speculating about. I didn't know. I've never used the online Netflix with the multiple screens or anything. I'm not sure how all that works. But what I was speculating was that they were going to just put up an error message that says that so-and-so is logging into the account and they just pulled your access from you, basically, because you're not the person who is authorized to use this account and only one screen at a time can use it, and so
right,
you get cut off.
Yeah, based on the subscription level of Netflix. I've also subscribed to Netflix in the past, too.
So what is going to happen in 2023 if
here's
doing this?
An important piece of information that was missing from this freaking Zero Hedge article. I clicked on it. There was a little link that it says Netflix customers could face criminal charges for sharing their password. That's what Zero Hedge says. That's what I was about to say. I clicked on this link, and it says it was originally authored by Brian Young via the Epic Times. I clicked on it. It says UK customers. So
yeah.
Now it makes a little more sense, because nothing like that's going to happen in America.
Well, why
because
would they do
how
that
could
in the UK?
Well, they do whatever they want. They'll put you in jail for anything.
Well, they could do that in the U.S., too. I think that's going to require Netflix to actually bring criminal charges. And
I wish I could read it, but I can't get around the stupid paywall.
There has not yet been anything that has said Netflix has said that they're going to bring criminal charges against their own customers. This is total alarmism. This is just straight up fear mongering kind of journalism. It is not.
Well,
no,
if I could read the stupid article from the Epic Times, it might explain it to us a little.
Yeah, maybe, but it sounds
well,
to me.
In my opinion, I think that this is a desperate attempt from Netflix, because there has been such a flight from Netflix in this year. So many people unsubscribing from Netflix. I mm-hmm. think that they're desperate.
I agree. It seems pretty silly, because it's like, I feel like they've gone on all these years, like what, 10 years or whatever it said with people password sharing. So the fact that they're going after it now makes it seem like, you know, it's like that they have no other choice. I mean, enough people have figured out there's such thing as torrenting.
Okay, so here's where it's coming from. I just dug around a little bit. I found a BBC news story. Tom Gherkin, the technology reporter, is saying that according to a government agency, sharing passwords is against the law. The Intellectual Property Office said on Tuesday the practice breaks copyright law. It's common for UK people who don't live together to share streaming service passwords, despite it being against the terms of service of the agreements. Netflix has never indicated that it would take any legal action in such cases. I didn't think that they would.
Well, the article never said that anyway. It said Netflix customers could face criminal charges, not that Netflix was doing it themselves.
The IPO, but then how would they know about it, right? Like, how would the government know to bring criminal charges against someone for sharing a password unless Netflix brought it to their attention? This is what it doesn't make any sense.
Well, they might.
But how?
Well, I also wanted to bring this up right quick. What if assuming that I actually paid for Netflix, which I think would be a piece of money, but let's assume that I have a Netflix account and I decided to go visit my cousin, you know, who doesn't have a Netflix account, and now I log in on my account. I'm like, oh, we gotta let's watch this while I'm here, type of thing. Like, oh, would that even be?
No, I think you would be fine in that case, because you wouldn't be using the account actively at your old location. And I think that you already talked about, Dodger, how even already they have been enforcing the different locations and the different number of screens or whatever. And it just sounds like maybe they're going to get a little bit more, tight with that particular policy. Dodger, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The story here at the BBC says that the IPO, it's the Intellectual Property Office in the UK, has since removed the reference to password sharing in its guidance on their own website, but a spokes bureaucrat confirmed that the legal position had not changed. It said password sharing is both a criminal and a civil matter. Quote, there are a range of provisions in criminal and civil law which may be applicable to the case of password sharing, where the intent is to allow a user to access copyright-protected works without payment. These provisions may include a breach of contractual terms, fraud, or secondary copyright infringement, depending on the circumstances. Where these provisions are provided in civil law, it would be up to the service provider to take action through the courts if required. So again, this is all hogwash. All of these stories that are out there, total fear mongering.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe it's just to get people to be afraid to do it so they'll stop.
It's just clickbait. It's just BBC and Zero Hedge and Epic Times. They want people to read their article about Netflix's new supposed enforcement of this. According to the story here, there's no evidence to suggest any of the major streaming operators in the UK would actually bring charges against their customers. Netflix said it wanted to, quote, make it easy, unquote, for people borrowing others' accounts to set up their own account, to transfer their profile into a new account, as well as to create sub-accounts for people to pay extra for family and friends. So I think...
Yeah. Oh, this goes into it here. It says those who continue to share an account will have to pay additional fees, and the online video streaming service has been testing add-on payments for password sharing in some Latin American countries already with an additional $3 fee. So they're just going to be doing things like that.
Yeah, it's going to go like this. You're going to, if you share your password, they're going to detect the fact that it's being used at a different IP address at some point. And they're going to pop something up on the screen that's going to say, hey, we noticed that you're in a different location today, but you're still logged in at home. Would you like to log out from your home location? And then if you say yes, you'll probably be okay. I'm just guessing here. And if you guys have experienced it, you want to comment, go ahead. But if you say no, then they're going to say, well, we'd be happy to let you continue using Netflix for a low price. We'll add you into this plan, or you can spin your account off into your own plan, and they'll give you a break, right? So if it's normally $15 a month or whatever, they know they're not getting that out of you right now. So they're going to say, come on in, we'll let you in at $9 a month or $8 or something like that. And then you'll have your own account. You don't have to share it with anybody. So they're going to try to incentivize people to make their own accounts.
And then maybe like it'll be a time thing, like, okay, you've had this cheap one for 3 months, now you have to move on to the other one.
Yeah, it could be an introductory price or something like that. That's definitely a possibility.
That's just a guess off the top of my head.
So I think that's all you're really going to see here is they're just going to tighten things down, and some people are going to give up completely over this, and they're going to lose some accounts, but they may gain some accounts, and it's a gamble, and they're going to see where everything sits probably after a year of this and, you know, how it's worked out for them. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on the way. Free Talk Live.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Thanks to Moon Moth, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Moon Moth joining at a silver level of support, which means $5 a month, and that's all we ask for. So thank you, Moon Moth, for doing that. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. If you like what we do here and you want us to keep doing it, then please join the AMPS program. You get some cool benefits as well, including the AMP-only podcast, which has the full radio show without the recorded commercials for you over at amps.freetalklive.com. You can learn about all the different benefits that you get through our Patreon, which we call AMPS at amps.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about some technology news with Netflix apparently going to be cracking down on password sharing this coming year, but it just sounds like they're going to be ramping up what they're already doing, which is trying to dissuade people from sharing passwords, trying to incentivize people to get their own accounts with discounts and, you know, making it easy, that sort of thing. They're not going to bring criminal charges. That would be a terrible, terrible view, right? Like, for people to see a company doing that. It didn't look good when Metallica was going after their own listeners
yeah.
for listening on Napster back in the day.
I forgot about that.
And it wouldn't look good for Netflix to do the same thing here. So they're going to try to be very careful with how they go about doing this and try to do everything they can to make their numbers increase instead of decrease. People might get frustrated with the restrictions, possibly shut their accounts off. Or maybe they're just going to shut their accounts off anyway. I mean, this could be a poorly timed experiment for Netflix because they're also dealing with people who are dealing with inflation right now. So it may not be that it's the password sharing that is frustrating people into quitting Netflix. They just may be needing to cut out $15 a month so they can make the rent payment.
And Netflix is like the worst one. Like, if I had all the streaming services I used to have and I was like, okay, I need to cut one, it would definitely be Netflix first.
Why?
They have a bunch of Netflix originals I'm not remotely interested in. It's like propaganda original. Mm-hmm. Like, none of them are very interesting. I feel like the lowest IQ people like Netflix over Hulu.
I
don't know.
It seems like I think it's more expensive too, right?
I don't really
subscribe to anything.
Well, to answer our question from earlier, I did see at the very end of this BBC article, it did mention that they do have an ad-supported option, at least in the UK.
Oh, okay.
They probably have one in the US as well, so they did borrow
that idea.
That
article that the cheapest one they have right now is a $6.99 ad-supported one. But I've never wanted an ad-supported thing. It's awful.
More and more people are willing to tolerate it, though. Anyway, let's get into something else. Meta is also in the news. Nikki, you had a story. This Meta, by the way, is a company formerly known as Facebook. They still own Facebook, but this was sort of this rebrand that they did a year or so ago.
Yeah, I think they have Instagram and WhatsApp, too.
Correct. Yep. So Meta is doing what now?
So Meta has threatened to remove news content from Facebook in the U.S. It objects to a new law that would give news organizations greater power to negotiate fees for content shared on Facebook. A similar law passed in Australia led to news on Facebook being briefly suspended last year. So that already happened in Australia, where they suspended the news on Facebook.
I remember talking about this. I remember absolutely nothing about the details of this law, but yeah, I do remember we did discuss the issue.
Was the idea just like that fake news was getting spread around, so the best way to handle it was to just stop all news sharing?
I'm not sure. I think it is going to get into what the legislation is, though, in a moment.
So Meta claims their platform, in fact, provides increased traffic to struggling news outlets.
Okay.
It says publishers put their content on Facebook because it benefits their bottom line. The legislation known as the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act was introduced in Congress by Minnesota Senator and has bipartisan support.
Ooh, okay. So this is something that they're trying to do to protect the old guard news media industry.
Why can't we just let industries that clearly need to die, die?
Like, I agree.
Why can't we let airlines that are failing die and get better airlines?
Bail them out?
Yeah, why bail out things that nobody wants?
Well, it's for the greater good, Bonnie. That's why they're going to steal money from us to fund it.
Well, the politicians want to keep these people alive, right? Because they're doing their bidding.
Because they're paid, yeah.
The news media is protecting the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, even though they seem to be one way or another. Fox News is right wing and MSNBC is left wing.
And then they're all owned by the same parent company.
Well, they're not all owned, but there's like only a handful of parent companies, and they're all pro-government.
But my point is, like, it's not like there's a parent company for all the left-wing ones, and a parent company for all the, like, one parent company can own, you know, CNN and Fox and MSNBC.
I don't think that's true, but that could be the case.
I didn't say those, I know that those ones are owned by the same parent company.
Right.
I'm just saying that it's not like one owns all the right-wing, all the left-wing. It doesn't
not
matter to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we looked it up on the show once.
What else do you want to tell us?
So it would give publishers and broadcasters greater power to collectively bargain with social media companies for a larger share of ad revenue. Media companies argue that Meta generates huge sums of money from news articles shared on the platform. Local news in particular struggled during the pandemic as Meta made huge profits.
I'm not sure how it is that Meta is generating huge sums of money from news articles being shared.
Really?
They sell advertising. Now, I haven't been on Facebook in a while, but if I recall correctly, there used to be like ads on the side of Facebook, and it wouldn't matter what you were looking at per se. They're going to show you whatever ads are being paid to target you.
Yeah, I don't really know what argument they're trying to make. Maybe that people are going onto Facebook to access news. But that doesn't really make sense to me, because if I'm trying to, like, for example, find stuff for show prep, I don't go on Facebook. I would maybe type in news into Google or type in something more specific.
There was a time when I would have, and I haven't been on Facebook since 2018, but there was a time when my excuse for using Facebook, because I was so tired of Facebook, was, well, every now and then I find some news story there, because people would share things, but it was just so rare that I ended up just walking away from it anyways and just saying, you know what, I'll go to the, you know, Drudge Report or RT.com or
sometimes that's my Twitter excuse, and you're right, it's like, I never get anything good off of just being on Twitter.
I actually get quite a bit off of Twitter. There's usually a lot of good content that's being shared there. It doesn't get hidden like it seemed to on Meta. But what they're saying now is if this legislation gets passed, then say goodbye to any news being shared on Meta. Why would we want to keep
sharing? It's not called Meta. It's called Facebook.
Sorry, Facebook. Say goodbye to anybody sharing news on Facebook, because why would Facebook want to keep giving these companies that are trying to undermine their business any extra attention? And I think they get to that in this story.
Yep. So, however, Meta argues that this narrative is wrong. Instead, it says Meta drives traffic to news sources.
Right. These news sources.
That sounds right to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Meta. I think Meta's opinion here should be that these news sources should be paying them.
Huh?
Right. Instead of this legislation that it says would allow, quote unquote, publishers and broadcasters to collectively bargain with social media companies for a share of ad revenue. They don't deserve ad revenue from Facebook just because they're posting on Facebook any more than any other user deserves revenue from Facebook.
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
And that's the thing, too. So if they just have a Facebook account and they're just posting their articles, I just don't get why either party would need money, you know? Like, why would Facebook need to pay them? Why would they need to pay Facebook?
It sounds like a mutual...
They're just using their account, you know?
Well, they're both getting something out of it. More people are going to their page because it's shared on Facebook and they don't have to go to CNN.com or whatever.
Right. Well, and also we know that, and one of the reasons why I don't do anything with Facebook anymore is because they've neutered their platform. You cannot post. Like, Free Talk Live's account there, I think last I heard, had like 70 or 80,000 quote-unquote likes.
Yeah.
Or followers or whatever they call them. But if you post something to that account, you're lucky if 300 people will see
it. You have to pay.
Yeah, right. So Facebook wants you to pay to increase your reach. And I don't blame the Keen Sentinel or whoever, or, you know, Fox News or whatever for not wanting to pay Facebook. I wouldn't want to give them a dime either. But to demand that politicians now step in and demand that the reverse now happen, where Facebook were to pay these companies for posting on their site, Facebook doesn't need Fox News.
No.
Facebook doesn't need MSNBC, and it doesn't need the New York Times. It has no need for any of that stuff, and it will not dramatically affect the user experience on Facebook if all of those companies just disappeared off the site.
It wouldn't affect anybody negatively if those news stations just disappeared, aka we let them fail like they seem to be about to.
And honestly, I don't know who I like least in this situation.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hate to side with Meta.
Right.
Yeah.
Facebook or these just desperate, pathetic news companies that are turning to Congress to try to stay afloat? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.